I'm going to do a terrific show today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
News Radio Pensacola. It's time for Pep Talk with your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's going to be a really, really good day. It's Thursday. I'm going to break with some of the traditions that I've been kind of holding on to for Thursdays here on the show, and I'm going to introduce something a little new today. It's going to be fun. It's going to feel good. Just want to let you know, you can always listen to us at 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, or AM 1620. You can listen at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app to receive customized news updates and alerts. We post everything as a podcast on our website and on that app, so you can always catch up on what you missed. 437-1620. Join the conversation, 850-437-1620. Call or text the show. I would love to talk to you today because this is something new I'm going to introduce, and it's Thursday. We've done Thirsty Thursday in the past. I know Jenna was big on Thirsty Thursday. If you're listening, Jenna, hey, how you doing, Jenna? We love you. Please come back sometimes and fill in because you just have a great voice. You were the voice of Pep Talk. I'm just glad to be here with you. Jake Walker on Pensacola expert panel turns into Pep Talk when we don't have a guest. I try to bring you good news and things like that. And Thirsty Thursday, we've done that in the past. I will hit on this real quick. I stopped, and they're not a sponsor. They're not paying me to say this, but I had a little bit of extra time this morning, so I stopped off in Gulf Breeze proper at the Starbucks, which I was a little scared. I was a little apprehensive, a little anxious, because I know being that close to Gulf Breeze High School and Gulf Breeze Middle and so many businesses and people on their way to work to get onto the bridge, I knew they were going to be busy. I know that's a very busy location, especially at 8 o'clock in the morning, but I took a chance. I went in there. There wasn't a long line. There was a long line in the drive-thru, and there was a long line of people waiting to pick up their drink that they had already ordered on the app. Thank you guys for doing that, because that really helps when people do that. So I'm all for online ordering at Starbucks. And I've had some bad experiences at Starbucks around the area. I don't go into the Gulf Breeze proper one a lot because, of course, you know, they're really busy a lot. But I'm telling you, those folks on that team really pumped it out. I mean, they were delivering, you know, tens on tens on tens of cups of coffee to people, and people just coming in and grabbing it and going, and they had people through the drive-thru, and here I am in the line, and I got myself a delicious iced venti brown sugar oat milk shake and espresso, and I added a shot. Woo! Ooh! Ooh! Five shots, baby! Yeah, I've been just having these little cups of espresso in the morning with my wife, and she slept in this morning. Love you, honey. And I was like, well, I'm going to treat myself. I'm going to leave a little early. I'm going to go by Starbucks. I'm going to hit the one in Gulf Breeze proper. Hopefully I won't be there for 30 minutes. I was in and out of there in under 5-6 minutes. It was super fast. There was tons of people in there, and it was super delicious. And you can tell I'm like shaking right now. Like my my bottom chin is quivering because I'm just like, I'm excited, which is the last Thirsty Thursday I'm really going to be a part of, because I'm going to change it. I'm doing something new. This is new. This is a Jake Walker exclusive. You're hearing it for the first time here. It's Thursday, so it's Thankful Thursday. Woo! Yeah! David's looking at me weird.
I just want to celebrate,
yeah,
another day of life with my faith in the people.
Yeah.
But the people let
It's Thankful Thursday here on Pep Talk with Jake Walker. Anytime I have an open segment on Thursdays, you can count on this. I'm going to keep this going because I love it. I'm already feeling great. Thankful Thursday here on News Radio Pensacola. Yeah. 437-1620. Let me know what you're thankful about today. We're going to talk about thankfulness. We're going to talk about just how awesome life is. We're living it. We're alive today. We're out and about. Thank you so much for joining me. 437-1620. Just text me and let me know what you're thankful about today. I got to tell you, I'm thankful for my parents. Aw, I'm going to go there. Mom and Dad, if you're listening, love you guys. You know, I'm very thankful for my parents because I feel like I got the German war tank of parents. You know what I mean? Like they were just like, they worked their fingers to the bone to provide for me and my brother and others around them in our family. And I'm telling you, they just showed up every day. They got up and they worked hard. If we didn't have much, but if I wanted Reebok pumps, then I got Reebok pumps. It might not have been the day after I asked for them, but it would be soon after. If I wanted what are those little RC cars with the expensive batteries back in the day? I think they were like $150 for this little remote control car. All my friends had them. I wanted it, but that's a lot of money to spend on one toy that could easily be damaged. But you know what? My parents got up every morning and they went and they worked their fingers to the bone and they put up with some life, I'm telling you, so that I could have that RC car and I could have my Reebok pumps, which I looked ridiculous in. I saw a picture the other day. Me and my Reebok pumps was like, it's like something off of Joe Dirt. I mean, I totally did not deserve or need those shoes, but they made it happen. Getting some texts in here. Yeah, you're feeling it, Jake. Oh, I know. That extra shot, loving it. So that spawned Thankful Thursday. Text me, let me know what you're thankful for, 437-1620. Claude, a loyal listener of the show, texted in, I'm thankful that I don't drink anymore. I'm there with you, Claude. Yeah, that's one of those things. Like, I can be thankful for all the things that I used to do in my previous life, my old story. I can be thankful that I was delivered through that, and you as well, sir. I don't have a lot of money, but I have enough money to get by, love a beautiful place. Everything's good. You have to ask, you have to be positive. Do you have a good day? Oh, you have a good day. Enjoy your show. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Claude. Thank you so much. Getting another text in here. I'm thankful that my dad drug me to work with him when I was young. My dad did too. Drywall contracting during the summer when you don't have school and you get up at 5 a.m. and you travel down into the valley to do some work. That was a good learning experience. Thankful that my dad dragged me to work when I was young. I learned a lot of things about a lot of things, and I learned what it meant to get up and go do it by myself. And that's true. You know, if you're an entrepreneur, if you've got a job where, you know, they depend on you to be there and you get up every morning and you do it, then, you know, I salute you. I salute you. It's Thankful Thursday. I'm thankful for my parents, thankful for my truck that they helped me fix a few weeks ago. So I'm looking at old Red sitting right there outside the window. I'm thankful for that truck. Thankful for my wife, my beautiful wife, and our cat, Charlie. And just, you know, we live in a great apartment. You know, we've been here for, you know, going on since 2017. So for a while now. And I just love this area. I'm thankful to live here. And I was thinking on the way in, you know, the big resounding blessing that I feel is just that I'm even alive, that I'm even here to talk to you, because I got to thinking back on some of the stupid things I did when I was a kid. I don't even deserve, I should have been laying in a ditch somewhere. I was so stupid. Despite my parents' best efforts, I mean, they taught me, they showed me, they told me pros and cons, they warned me, they could do all that all day long, but I was a dumb kid. I was going to do what I was going to do. But thankfully, by the grace of God, I am here talking to you today. News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3 AM 1620. We got an app. We got that website. I'm going to post this as a podcast today. Let me know what you're thankful for. Mike texted in, I'm thankful for my wife. Although we have three young children, she manages to keep the house clean, laundry done, dinner cooked by the time I get home. And then I know she's no superwoman, but she is to me. No, she is superwoman. I'm telling you, dude, that you got to keep her, man. You got to keep her right there. So congratulations to you. Just many blessings for you and your wife. Somebody texted in, I'm thankful that I don't live in Illinois anymore. Yes, I think anybody that lives here in Pensacola in this area, especially if you're a transplant, that is definitely something that you're probably thankful for every day. It's a constant reminder when you see that Emerald Coast, those white sands, that turquoise water. Man, it feels good to live here. I'm so happy. My name is Jake Walker. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. When we don't have a guest, we switch it over to Pep Talk with your boy Jake Walker. And it's Thursday, so it's Thankful Thursday. I'm so happy about this. Text me, 437. Let me know what you're thankful for this morning. Yeah! I keep doing that. David from the newsroom keeps looking at me like, what is going on in there? He doesn't know that I had my 5 shots.
I just want to celebrate another day of living.
Yeah, Thankful Thursdays. Let me know what you're thankful for. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker. And coming up, a word from our sponsor, Culver's. And you might recognize the voice on this next ad. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Culver's knows that everyone appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart. They take great-tasting burgers seriously. Culver's Butter Burger begins as fresh, never-frozen beef seared to perfection, then topped with real Wisconsin cheese and a lightly buttered toasted bun. It's a whole lot more than a burger. It's a taste of home. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery is now available with DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
That little number right there doesn't make you just kind of slow down and get a little swagger with your step and be like, yeah, I'm thankful. It's Thankful Thursday here on Pensacola's Expert Panel, Pep Talk with Jake Walker on News Radio Pensacola 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. We're on the interwebs at newsradio923.com, and we have that News Radio Pensacola app that is so cool. I look at it every day. I listen to my boys in the afternoon, Austin and Joe, and, you know, just it's a great way to great way to stay in shape. Now, it's a great way to keep in touch and know what's going on in our community. They will bring it to you on Pensacola right now, starting at 4 to 7 for your drive home. Talking about Thankful Thursday, this is something I'm going to keep going. I want you to text me, 437-1620. Let me know what you are thankful for this morning. I'm getting a lot of texts, thankful for my family, my wife, you know, just having a great job. It's Thankful Thursday. I love this. I love this track, too. I mean, I have to do some falsetto screams on this. I just need to get like an old Walkman or something with this, and just this is the only song on the CD or the tape or whatever, and I just put it in and I'll wire it to a speaker, and just whenever I pull up in my old truck, this song is just going to be blaring. So I turn the other way and I carry on anyhow. Yeah. Thankful Thursday, 437-1620. Let me know what you're thinking about. I'm thinking about Bands on the Beach because this thing is in full swing. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Bands on the Beach at the Gulfside Pavilion at Casino Beach. Set up your beach chairs, sink your toes in that warm Pensacola beach sand as one of our talented local acts serenade you. That's the way to beach, my friend. It's like, what is it you do here? I beach. I beach well. Coming up, the next show is going to be May 14th, the Modern Eldorados, and that's going to be setting up our weekend for the great Navy Days, Pensacola Navy Days coming up, so don't miss Bands on the Beach. That's always a fun time. Also, Pensacola Navy Days starting May 17th, 18th, and 19th. This is going to be an all-weekend event to celebrate our military and our community and how we all work together and live together. This is going to be a great three-day event aiming to honor the valor of past and present military personnel stationed at Naval Aviation Station Pensacola and surrounding military installations. Navy Days hopes to reinforce the unbreakable bond between the Pensacola community and our nation's military heroes. We've talked about it on the show. We're going to have a gallery night followed by the Navy Days Night at the Museum Gala. It's a black tie event starting at 6:30 to 10 on Friday. Saturday is just going to be a blast. They're going to start it with a 4K run walk at 8 a.m. That's going to start at Community Maritime Park and then loop down through downtown and then back to Veterans Memorial Park and then back, of course, to Community Maritime. So it's going to be this big circle. It's going to be great. Come for the race and stay for the no-throw parade. Registration is still open for that, but hurry. Navy Day's parade is going to be great. We're going to have Mardi Gras crews supporting us. It starts at Veterans Memorial Park, ends up at Community Maritime. You're going to have Sailors of the Year, bands and drill teams, squadrons, military equipment. I mean, this is going to be an exciting parade. And then Navy Days at Community Maritime Park after that. It's going to be a celebration continuing the day filled with activities for the whole family, including a kids' fun zone, free activities, food trucks, military vehicles on display, tour of Navy vessels. Come on! ROTC demonstrations and a military veterans fair. Did they put any thought into this? Have they planned enough? I'm telling you, this is only going to grow. This is going to be something talked about all over the world. Pensacola's Navy Days is gonna be big. And then it all concludes on Sunday with the Blues on the Bay concert featuring the Modern Eldorados. So if you miss them on Tuesday, you can go see them closing up Military Days Sunday. So somebody just texted in, I am thankful for Rare Earth. Great show. Yes, I'm telling you. I have pretty much any song at my fingertips here, and it's so great when the computer works. It is so great to be able to just rock tunes, man. I'm telling you, when I was a kid, I used to get the boom boxes out and I'd make my own little radio show. This was my dream, and now I get to live it. So I'm just sitting. I'm just a DJ at heart. So my name is Jake Walker, News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel Pep Talk with Jake Walker. Thank you so much. Let me know what you're thankful for this morning. 437-1620. Somebody just texted in. I am thankful to live in America. Amen, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Visit Prim and Proper, the premier destination for unique gifts in Gulf Breeze, specializing in adding that extra touch of thoughtfulness to any occasion with expert engraving services. From elegant monograms to heartfelt messages, they bring visions to life. With a wide selection of gifts for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more, there's something perfect for everyone. Prim and Proper also excels in corporate, employee, and client gifts that leave lasting impressions. Visit them online at primandproper.com.
Uh-oh!
You've just discovered you have...
rats! Ew! What do? How do you get rid of them? I haven't a clue.
To get rid of the rats is no problem at all. The solution's inside Davis Hardware and U-Haul.
Hi, how can we help you?
I have a rat problem.
Oh, rats.
Literally, what do I do?
Davis Hardware and U-Haul employees are real hardware people and know what happens when infestations get out of hand. They have the experience to help you get rid of your, uninvited guests.
Thank you.
Davis Hardware and U-Haul on L Street just off Fairfield in the center of Pensacola.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with My Name Clay as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pep Talk with your boy Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's Thankful Thursday. Text me. Let me know what you're thankful about. 437-1620. I don't even care if it's after the show and I'm sitting here doing podcasting. Just keep texting me. Telling me what you're thankful for. It makes me feel good. I'm sure it makes you feel good. And according to John Hopkins Medicine, there is a direct correlation between a positive attitude and your mental health. Research shows that positivity can even improve your physical health. However, a positive attitude is not just thinking happy thoughts. It takes effort and determination to remain positive, especially in today's world. A positive attitude is formed by the choices we make daily and how we react to situations and others around us. And when we go to Starbucks and get an extra shot in our shake and espresso, those are the actions we are talking about here. When we brush off disappointment or rude comments, we maintain a positive attitude. Our attitude is also influenced by how well we ignore negative self-talk and accept our current circumstances. One thing I've been thinking a lot about this week is I'm not going to tell myself the old story anymore. I'm not going to wallow in my problems from the past. I'm not going to try to fix myself all the time. I'm going to move on. I'm going to move on here. 437-1620. Clint just texted in, "I'm thankful that I served my country on the United States Navy aircraft carrier USS Forrestal." I think I said that right. Forgive me if I didn't, but thank you for your service, sir. The difference between gratitude and thankfulness. Gratitude is a chosen state of being, and thankfulness fades. Gratitude remains. Gratitude often begins as thankfulness, but the difference happens when you keep your focus on everything that remains as thankfulness fades. Gratitude will stay with you, and I'm going to stay with you. Coming up after the Fox News break, we're going to have Bess Marks from Lazy Boy Gulf Coast in the studio. I love everybody. Thank you so much. Thankful Thursday, 437-1620. I'll be right back.